Well, sing joy is the truth. Choir, you look great and you sound even better. You've blessed us. Hey, let's thank him one more time, for real. Beautifully done. And John, thank you. Thank you. We really are blessed here this morning. So joy has been the theme of the work, and I think, again, of Bach's composition. I had to look him up. It was Bach who wrote that composition, Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, who I think I heard strains of today, right? That really is the heartbeat of the morning here. That's the heartbeat of all the songs that the choir has sung and that we've entered into with them. It's joy. Let's pray as we talk about joy and seek the only real joy giver. Let's pray. Lord, we look to you. And we thank you that you talk about joy. Lord, joy is your idea, not ours. And we're thankful. Guide us now as we talk for a moment, as we look at your word. Lord, we pray that you'd welcome us into engaging with you by your word, by your Spirit's power, in grace and in truth. Lord, speak to us and change us. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So you've probably heard that JOY acronym, J-O-Y. You know, how do you get joy? It's in your serving, you serve Jesus first, the J, and then second comes others, and then you leave the Y for last, yourself. You may have heard that, and it's true. There's something to that. There's no question. I got to see that in my own life just this past week, just yesterday. Some of you are aware we had a ministry that our youth, mostly our youth, we had some older folks come out as well. Had the Maxwells come out, for instance, but it's mostly the youth and families that came out for what we call Helping Hands yesterday, and it was good for my soul, is the truth of it. It's a time when we come together as a church, and many of you gave and supplied food and clothing and money to buy hams, and people brought out turkeys, and we were to bless people that really struggle financially. And to have some of the basics, even right here, very close by to our own church campus. And so it was great. So after some people came by the church campus earlier in the morning, then some of us went out after and gave out some of these bags of food, and we were able to pray with people. It was a sweet, sweet time. Really, really good for my soul. But the highlight of the day, the highlight of the morning for me personally, was some of us had gone out afterwards. And when we still had some of these bags of food left, and some of us had gone over to the Star Hill area, somewhere up at Rodney Village, and I was with the group that went to Star Hill, and we had given out all these bags of food, had prayed with many people, and the words escape me, which is rare, but it got even better. We had one bag of food left, one, our last bag of food. And Andrew Bethard was with our crew, and he was the one who had said that he would do the speaking that time. And so we go up to this one last home, and Andrew's got this bag of food, and I was standing just behind the door, and we had knocked, and the sweet older lady came to the door, and Andrew said, "We're with a church close by, and the Lord has blessed us, and we'd like to bless you. Could we give you this food?" And the lady, we learned her name was Jeanette Glass. And she said, "Well, actually, I'd like you if you would do me a favor." Well, that was a little off script, right? And so I'm standing right there, and so I said, "Well, ma'am, if we can do you a favor, we'll sure do whatever we can." And she said, I'd like it if you would take this bag of food and take it right over there to that house." And it was a house that we'd not been to yet. She said, there's an older man there who's laid up in bed, and his son, who has some of his own struggles, is there and takes care of him. Would you take this bag of food to them?" Yeah, that made my day. I think that made my December. To see her giving to another. You know, and there's no question in my heart that Jeanette knows the Lord. We got to pray with her, and a sweet lady that she was. And as we were leaving, I said to her, "You know, the Lord blesses us so much." And she said, "Yes, and the Lord bless you I said, yes, and may the Lord bless you, Miss Jeanette. And she said, oh, he does. It's sweet to my soul. But what I actually want us to talk about is an even deeper joy yet. There's that joy when we get that J-O-Y right. When we get those things in the right order, that's joy. There's good there. And I got to experience that yesterday. So sweet to my soul. And it was just what the doctor ordered for me. It was great. But there's an even deeper joy, and it's what I want us to look at in the scriptures. Just this past week, it's interesting. I was struggling with some things this past week. And I even knew, so we're coming to Sunday morning, and the whole theme of the work that the choir is going to be singing is joy in Jesus. And yet I was struggling. And the Lord brought me to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, I'm going to read for you just a few of the verses of Psalm 16. I'll pick up in verse 7, and we'll read just the last handful of verses here. This is David speaking, King David, and he says this. He says, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. And I know some of you, and I know even I, just this past week, lost some sleep because some things that were just hammering on me. My joy was at a kind of a low ebb. He says, indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. Verse 8, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you, God, you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, the grave. He says, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. And then he comes to verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. Look what David does there. He says, in your presence is fullness of joy. There's tremendous joy when we get the J-O-Y in the right order, no question. When we serve, As the Lord helped me to take my eyes off of me and put my eyes back on him and others and get that J-O-Y in the right order. Oh, it was good. It was good. But there's an even deeper, there's an even more foundational joy. It's not about service, but about the presence of the Lord. About being in close, intimate relationship with him, period. You know, the point of Christmas is not just joy for no reason or joy around the sweetness of the season. The point, the heartbeat of Christmas and what makes Christmas truly joyous for those of us who know Christ is that God the Father gave his Son as a sin sacrifice so that everyone who receives him, everyone who says, Jesus, will you take my sin away? He's got relationship. Intimate, close, face-to-face relationship because of what Jesus has done. That's the greatest joy. That's what David says. He says, in your presence is fullness of joy. If you are not currently trusting, resting in what Jesus has done. And you know, even for those of us who've welcomed Jesus as our sin bearer, even as I found just this past week, there are things that can steal our joy. You know, the whole heartbeat of this little series that I've been preaching through November and December, it's all about putting holy back in the holidays. How can we keep our eyes on Christ in the midst of crazy? And what I experienced earlier this week was some of that crazy. And it stole some of my joy. And for about a day and a half, I was struggling. And the Lord said, hey, you know what, Mike? You've got me. I'm yours. I'm your Heavenly Father. I'm your Savior. I've taken your sin out of the way. And there's nothing that can take that away from you on this earth. So rest in me. It's good for my soul. In your presence is fullness of joy. It reminds me of one of my favorite verses in the New Testament. It's in John 15. John, my favorite book of the Bible. In John 15, you remember John 15? It's a pretty famous chapter, and Jesus is speaking there, and he keeps using the word abide. He keeps talking. Everybody's like, yep, abide. He keeps talking about abiding, and you remember abide. You know, abide means to remain. It means to set up shop and hang out and soak and be somewhere. Or in this case, with someone, with Jesus himself. But there's something beautiful in this chapter. He says in verse 11 of John 15, he says, "These things I've spoken to you about abiding, about remaining, about being with him." He says, "These things I've spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and so that your joy may be made full." There it is again. Fullness of joy in Christ. Not in things around Christ. Not in things about him. Not in things from him, but in him himself. In his presence. In close, intimate relationship with him. Because he's taken our sin away through what he did on the cross. Very costly. No, nothing cheap about this grace. So God is calling us. He's calling us. I love that Jesus said in John 15 that joy was his idea. It's all his idea. He says, "This is my heart for you, that you would know my joy and that your joy would be made full." And remember, the whole context here is abiding. Abiding with him. You know what that means? It means keeping close relationship. It means keeping short accounts. It means when he convicts me of sin, I come to him quickly. I turn my face toward him quickly, and I confess it, and I forsake it. And I rest in what he's completed. I rest in what he's done on the cross and his resurrection. And I find full joy right there. That's the only way to fly. It's the only way to go. That's what he has for you and for me. And it's all his idea. From the Old Testament to the New, God says, "Be with me. Be with me. Before you do for me, be with me. And let me be your joy." That's what he's got for us this Christmas. Joy in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we look to you. Lord, you are the joy giver, and you've given us your son, Jesus. Thank you that you've made a way for us. Lord, you've made the way for us to know you that we could never make ourselves. You've made it in Jesus. In the person and work of Jesus, you've sought us out when we had no thought of you. Thank you for taking our sin out of the way, and Lord, thank you for giving us full joy. Lord, I pray this week and for the rest of our lives, when we're tempted to give up joy, when we allow some of the craziness or fear or worry or doubt to steal our joy, let us be quick to run to you and to know the sweetness of intimate fellowship with you through your son, Jesus. Lord, we love you, but mostly we thank you for loving us. And it's in the strong name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen.